So yesterday, if you've been following what's been happening, you know, in the media, all sorts of investigations taking place, you'd have heard that the head of the listed investment company, the Public Investment Corporation, was suspended. Right? Why? It was in connection with the PIC's questionable investment at IO Technology Solutions, AYO, if you're trying to figure out how to spell that particular company. Now, this came shortly before Fidelis Madavo was meant to testify at the Special Commission of Inquiry into the PIC's dealings. So what is this all about, you might ask yourself? So Sam Soul's going to explain, you know, the latest goings-on with the PIC. But I think, Sam, first of all, good morning. Always good having you on the show.
It's a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Let's pray see the backstory. Let's pretend that at least 40% of the people know absolutely nothing. John and Mary listening knows absolutely nothing about IO Technologies and the Public Investment Corporation. So the backstory.
Okay. All right. The backstory. The Public Investment Corporation is responsible for managing the money put aside for public servants' pension. It's the biggest player in the South African economy, a couple of trillion rand under its management. And so it is a key player in the economy, and it's also a key player in terms of, in a sense, picking, you know, winners and losers. When it invests in especially in unlisted companies. So it's this huge honeypot, and us as such, what we've come to learn, you know, over the last couple of years, is that it's been subjected to major pressures from factions within the ruling party, but also factions in business, saying, choose me, because it can make the difference between, a company being catapulted ahead or not. And there have been many questions raised about the basis on which decisions are made on what to invest in and what not. And there were a number of deals that came up, I think, you know, in the last 2 years, where serious questions were raised about what the Public Investment Corporation was doing. And IO Technology was one of those. IO essentially one of Dr. Iqbal Survey's companies, although, you know, he doesn't own it directly, but yeah, he has big interest. And what happened is the Public Investment Corporation was persuaded to invest 43 billion, or sorry, 4.3 billion, in this company at 43 rand a share to buy one third of it. And when we got information about the company, about the discussions within the PIC, it seemed that you know, this had been wildly overvalued, and so the PIC was using pensioners' money to artificially inflate the value of this company, push this huge amount of cash into the company, you know, and that clearly wasn't in the to the benefit of pensioners. Now, so, there was other deals like this, and now a commission of inquiry has been set up to look at some of this, and there's some argy bargy and manipulation going on, presumably to try and get ahead of or on top of some of the things that the commission is going to look at.
And of course, Mr. Magilla, who was the head of this particular PIC, I mean, he's left. I mean, we've obviously, and a couple of other heads seem to be rolling as well, right?
Yes, and there are questions about that. So Mr. Magilla really was the top dog at the PIC, although, you know, the claim always was that this investment decision is no single person made those decisions. They were made by committee and so on. The indications are that you know, his influence was outsized, and there was a kind of a power struggle, and the board The current board, got rid of him late last year, and then appointed in an acting position somebody called Machepo Moore.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting because Ms. Moore really was Mr. Machida's right hand person. She wasn't in a different camp. So there's a lot of continuity between questions about his decision making and about hers. Mm. And that came into focus yesterday because the board suspended Fidelis Madavo, who was the head of Listed Investments, supposedly because of his involvement in the IO decision. Mm. Mm. But as Mr. Madavo revealed yesterday, he was in fact overseas and was not directly involved, didn't sign off, he delegated his authority to somebody else.
Right.
And in fact, Business Day is reporting this morning, the person who chaired the committee meeting which made the investment decision about IO was Ms. Moore. So it seems like that there's a lot of jockeying in order to manage the fallout from this inquiry, and it's going to be up to the commission to kind of really dig and get behind that those attempts at sort of manipulation and cover-ups.
Sam Sol, thank you for an excellent explanation. And I think the one common denominator between, you know, these entities, people linked to the African National Congress, and it's something we'll certainly as a show continue focusing on. Sam Sol, senior investigative journalist at Amabongani, the Center for Investigative Journalism.